Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmet Oliver. It's very happy to have you along. We are hearing, obviously, involving news from the Israel strikes on Iran. We'll keep you posted on that. We're told that Israel is in a state of emergency and is expecting some form of retaliation as the day unfolds. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. We're taking a bit of a change of emphasis for a moment to talk about what's happening on Irish farms and how sustainable are they. As you know, it's been a big issue for a long, long time about beef production in Ireland and the carbon outputs that it produces as a byproduct. Effectively, cows break wind and burp. That causes the problem in the first place. But can things be done differently? Well, one company that's been trying to do is one of the biggest beef processors in the country, and that's the ABP Food Group. And they have a farm down in Carlow which claims to have reduced emissions by almost over 30% in the sense of the way they're doing the production and finishing off the cattle on that farm. And I'm now joined to talk about this by the sustainability manager at the company, Stephen Connolly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Emmet. And look, delighted to be on here this morning to it's an important week.
Great. Listen, thanks for coming on. Indeed, it's very innovative stuff. So just talk to our listeners a little bit. Explain, you've got this demonstration farm in County Carlow and it's producing results that are quite startling, a 32% decrease in carbon emissions because you're finishing the cattle on the farm earlier, producing younger and heavier animals. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yes, I suppose if we go back to the reasons why we set up the farm, so it's important that the reason why we set up the farm to improve on-farm efficiency, on-farm returns, while also lowering our carbon emissions. So on your point, how did we deliver a 32% lower emissions? The first one is the role of animal breeding. And to make that, I suppose, the reason, what can that do to reduce emissions? What we found, if your typical beef farmer was to buy calves bred from good genetic merit sires or good versus low, we found that at exactly the same age that these animals were 62 kilos heavier at finish, or a 20% increase. They also were extra 500 euros more carcass value to the farmer. And back to your age of finish, they were also younger. So on the farm, our animals are on average 6 months, our male animals are 6 months younger at finish than the national average, and our female animals are 5 months younger. So that is having a huge impact in lowering our emissions and delivering that 32%. I suppose the other elements that we're implementing on our farm is, you know, proactive animal health. So if we have healthy animals, they're going to perform better and they're going to finish younger. And I suppose it's very, very similar to humans. You know, if we eat healthy, if we'll perform better, whether it be our job or in our sure. job.
And Stephen, if you're doing this, do you have to change the way they're fed and housed? Are we still talking grass fed in the main, or is there more indoors? Or does any of that change from what your understanding of what's going on in Carlow?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's very important to point out that the farm in Carlow is a typical family farm. It's not owned by ABP. We work in collaboration with the Shepherd's family. So again, anything that's been done on the farm can easily be translated to, you know, our 11,000 beef suppliers across the country. So again, it's readily available genetics. It's, you know, a grass-based system. So these are all readily available tools that any farmer across the country can implement. And I suppose we are seeing farmers implement these technologies. For example, we've had some great results on the farm and we've developed a sustainability program to basically reward farmers for more sustainable practices. It's called the Advantage Beef Program. And what we are seeing is them farmers, their animals are being finished on very close to 3 months younger than the national average. They're of higher genetic merit. And also these farmers are incorporating the likes of clover, which anyone who doesn't know what clover is, it basically can fix atmospheric nitrogen. So basically we can apply less fertilizer, chemical fertilizer on our grasses and grow more grass. So again, saving the farmer money while also reducing the emissions. So again, these are readily available, low-cost technologies that farmers across the country can adopt.
And listen, before I let you go, because we're under time pressure, do you expect to see this method of beef farming being adopted elsewhere? Obviously, it's fine to have it on a demonstration farm in Carlow, but our farmers, many of whom listen to us, do you think they'll do the same? There's obviously trade-offs in other areas of this. So how widely applicable could this be?
Absolutely. And again, what we're seeing is farmers are already adopting these technologies. Again, going back to our Advantage Beef Farm program, we've over 1,000 farmers involved and they're adopting better genetics there. We get phone calls every week. It's important to point out we have a team of farm liaisons who are actually supporting farmers, giving one-to-one advice on animal breeding, soil health, and farmers are really engaged and adopting these technologies. So look, we're delighted with the success so far.
Yeah, we'll see how far and wide it can go. Stephen Connolly, thank you very much. He's Agri Sustainability Manager at AB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.